107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got it back for another season coming up this fall. Of course, we're talking about the Stratford 5K Run Walk with the local community food center. Joining us in studio is, of course, the man behind the scenes, Dan Rajagopalan. And also joining us is Alexandra Urike with the Herb Group. Good morning to both. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Alexandra, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Mostly.
Close.
It was really good. It's Urike.
Urike.
Yes. All right. There you got it.
There we go.
Fantastic. It's not easy to pronounce my last name either.
Did I get your last name?
Perfect.
Right? No, yes, I'm way off. All right. Well, we've got some wonderful people here joining us in studio with a wonderful event, Dan, that's coming up in October.
That's right. October 5th. We can't wait.
And it's all happening at Upper Queens Park. It's the Stratford 5K Run Walk. Remind us what this event is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. This event, well, really run by the local community food center. We started it 4 years ago, so this is our fourth year running. You know, we have our 5K, which starts and ends off at Upper Queens Park, and we run around the lake on the north and south side, and we finish off at the top. And we also have a kids 600-meter race, which, you know, the kids love it. They get a medal. They get a treat from Rio Thompson, so it's a blast.
It's an absolute lot of fun. If you've never been out, again, all the people, how many roughly do you have participating in this event?
You know, ballpark. We've been growing on a yearly basis. Last year, we had about 550 participants, which is fantastic.
And it's just so much fun.
Absolutely. Everyone has a blast of participants, and we get tons of people coming out to cheer for their family or friends.
Yeah, and there's just something about it taking place, beginning and ending at Upper Queens Park. It is so picturesque there.
Absolutely. You know, it's the first week, first Sunday of every October, and the leaves are just turning, and it's beautiful. It's calm. The weather, the temperature is just perfect for a race.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's get Alexandra in on the conversation with the Herb Group. Now, Alexandra, remind us what the Herb Group is all about.
Yeah, so we offer refrigerated transportation and cold storage, and we specialize in food and perishable items. We've been in business since 1959 with roots here just down in New Hamburg. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
And you're part of this event. How exciting is that?
Yes, we are honored. We've been part of year one. So 2022 is when we started sponsoring this race. And when I got to meet Dan and go for my first tour of the location here in Stratford. And it's been something we look forward to every single year.
Oh, that is awesome. So again, this is the Stratford 5K Run Walk. And again, with the Herb Group being a part of this, this is what it's all about. It's communities coming together. It's organizations like Herb Group supporting something like this. Again, for the local community food center.
Yeah, absolutely. And food security is something that's really important for us. Again, specializing in ensuring the safe transportation of food, we want to ensure that our communities are also being well fed and nourished. So it was just a natural partnership between us.
All right, Dan, we've got some deadlines that we should remind folks about, you know, because it's not till October, but we do have some important deadlines to remind folks about that they got to get in on.
Absolutely. So next week on the 15th, our we'll be increasing the price. So we've been going off of our early bird pricing. And so, you know, register early. Go to Stratford5k.com. The registration link is there. Other information about the race. And we got a ton of other things going on this year. I don't know if you wanted to touch on that.
Please.
Jamie, absolutely. So we've got a lot of new phenomenal things going on this year. We've got a well-renowned artist designing our shirts, and so we're going to be taking that design and branding it throughout all our 2025 race. So, you know, marketing, maybe possibly some other merch that might be coming along.
Yeah, because you change the design each year.
Every year we change. You know, when we first started, we thought we'll use landmarks, but then, you know, this year we thought, you know what, let's try something different. So we've got a local artist who is well-renowned, and we'll on our socials, we'll sort of do a big reveal very soon.
Very details soon. To come.
That's right. So look out for that. If you're not following our socials, it's Stratford5KM, Facebook and Instagram. As well, we've got We've got six ambassadors supporting our race this year. So six from all over Ontario coming together. They're going to be putting out some socials, supporting our race.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. If we haven't chatted about it, the expo, that's the day before.
That's right. October 4th. We did this for the first time last year, and it turned out really well. So we thought, you know what, we'll try it again, see how it goes. Possibly the same vendors, new vendors. It's usually it's a health expo. So you'll have practitioners such as physiotherapists, chiropractors, things like that, and maybe even other sports related vendors.
Yeah. So again, that is for October 4th, and that's happening at the local. And then the race day, of course, is October 5th. And as you mentioned, Dan, with so many folks are participating, it's the Stratford 5K Run Walk. Do you need to be a seasoned marathoner to take part, or what do you think?
Absolutely not. It is a run walk. So walk is the operative word here, because most of our participants, they're not seasoned runners. They just come out to support the community, support the cause. And last year, we had about 75% of our participants from outside of town. And most of them, are just, they're just getting into the 5K for the first time.
Sure.
Walkers, they just want to be out there showing support.
And there's just something about when they do sort of the play-by-play or calling the race, there is just something about hearing that name when they're crossing that finish line. Alexandra, I know there's just something about that moment. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. So I haven't ran the race yet, but I'm
an observer.
At the water station, ensuring that everyone is hydrated. And at the end, I just I look forward to coming and seeing the racer crossing the finish line, and all the way to whoever's that last person that crosses, there's just a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's
everyone
cheering.
Yes, it's a very, very good vibe.
Yeah, just one of the many magical moments. So, Alexandra, if folks want to get details about the Herb Group, what's the best way or easiest way?
Yeah, so you can visit us at www.herbgroup.com or follow us on socials at the Herb Group. And yeah, we're just located down the street here in Stratford, and we try to make it out to a lot of community events. So if you see our herb trucks as well, feel free to wave or connect with us.
Will do. And Dan, any final thoughts? I mean, lots of information here. Of course, you can go to the Facebook page and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Facebook or Instagram or our website. And I just want to say, the Herb Group has been a phenomenal support to us from day one, and they go above and beyond to help us out. And we really appreciate their support on a yearly basis.
That's what it's all about right there. So again, check it out. We'll share all the links and details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com.
Yeah, and we've been running a sort of a small campaign the last 6 weeks. So today's our last giveaway. It's actually a giveaway for a brand new running shoe store coming in on York Street in Stratford. We're giving away a $50 gift card. So
nice.
Register today, and you have a chance to win.
Get in on it. All the details. Again, the website?
It's Stratford5k.com.
There you go. As simple as that. Dan and Alexandra, thanks so much. And of course, so we'll chat again maybe closer to the event. And we're looking forward to it.
Thank you.